he was going on his way to the meeting. It was in the old Arizona Title Building, which is on about 130 North First Avenue, about a half a block down from where our store is. And he said, come on with me, go to a meeting, the Federation. I said, what's that? And they met up on the second floor, or third floor of the old Arizona Title Building. And I went there and I sat back, and we had a executive director, a young guy who brought out of Oklahoma. And the whole meeting was about that they're going to participate in the United Jewish Appeal Drive. And I listened, and they were discussing who they, you know, they form a committee of about five people, and they're going to pick Charlie Court, maybe, Harold Diamond, and the first guy, they will want the second guy, they'll take it, they can't get the first guy. And the third guy will fill in if they can't get the first two. But they try to pick out four or five so they don't have to come back and have another meeting.
This is to head up the Jewish welfare drive.
So.
This was after the war.
After the war, 1945. I'm back there listening. And I, the whole drive was for $25,000. And so I put my hand up. I said, but what do you have to be here? What do you have to do to be the head of a drive like that to raise the $25,000? I said, it doesn't sound like much money to me. But I figured it was about come back to counting how many Jews are in town and get an average or something. That it shouldn't take long. And get a few good ones and a few bad ones. And so I said, I think I'd like to do that. And I just lost my father, and I thought that would be something he would like me to do. And everybody looked, they were going to call a psychiatrist in, because nobody ever volunteered to do it before. So I kind of called Ida Maisel and went over to see her, because we used to talk about this, how it goes on in Buffalo. And she said, well, now that you've taken it, I'll help you. We'll get it organized. So we had to get a good speaker. We got a Rabbi Sussman, who was a rabbi over in Hollywood.
But that Sussman with a Z or with an S?
It was a Z. And we had the party at the Woman's Club. And we had a good turnout. And this rabbi had just got out ahead of the Holocaust in Germany. Very attractive young guy on these fire and brimstone speeches. Well, I went prepared to.
Now, this was just a fundraising dinner that they had.
And I had talked myself, which I had never done before. I said I'd got to make a reasonable pledge, and I, my mind, I tried to figure what I could give. And so I conducted the thing. I introduced the rabbi, and scared to death. I never so scared in my life. Ida was down there smiling at me, and the thing went off, and everybody with tears in their eyes, you know, even when he finished, because he was a great speaker, telling him what's going on there. And when he finishes, you know, they knew what was coming next. Half the room emptied. They left. But anyhow, we walked out that night with $23,000. And so I said to Ida, what do we do now? She said, well, your goal is 25. She said, we better raise the goal. You're not going to get anybody to give you any more money. So we hadn't gotten any much literature, so we raised it to $35,000. And then we started the footwork of calling on people, where we finally got $39,000. So they came back and said, would you do it another time? I said, one more time. So then now they raised the goal to $60,000. And we raised $54,000, $58,000 or something like that. Didn't make.
This was still in the 40s.
No, this, 46. So then I said I went off for a year. And so Matt Silverman took it on. Then the following year, there was 47, 45, 46, 47. And 48, Israel was made a state. I thought, well, I've done two of them. I went back and asked if I could do a third one. I got Charlie Couric and Harold Diamond, and And through a connection, I was able to get Eddie Canner to come over here. We had this at the Shrine Auditorium, packed house.